You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're joined by Madhuri Sharma, co-founder and COO of Global Belly, an online marketplace for ethnic cuisine cooking products. Certainly love the sounds of this, and Madhuri, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So if you would, for starters, give us a background on Global Belly and how it all began.
Sure. So Global Belly is your solution to cooking international cuisines at home. Early on, we realized that there was a huge challenge to cooking some very authentic ethnic cuisines, such as Indian food or Thai food, at home. You know, you'd have to go to at least three different grocery stores, and that is, you know, and that only really would work if you live near an area that has ethnic grocery stores. If you're not, you have to go to, you know, searching the internet to see where you can find things like dried fenugreek and roasted rice powder, things that you would not commonly find in your, you know, local grocery stores around you. And we realized, you know, this has to be easier. There's a lot of interest in global flavors nowadays because there's, you know, more restaurants opening up near us. There's more media content out there about all these different cuisines around the world. People are more curious and they want to find a solution to experiencing those cuisines at home. So what we do at Global Belly is we send you a very easy recipe to follow for a bunch of different authentic cuisines. And we also send you all the hard-to-find ingredients pre-portioned by recipe to make the process extremely easy.
Certainly sounds a lot easier and so convenient, no doubt about that. Now, so tell us, Madhuri, how is Global Belly creating new options to plan and prepare meals for its customers?
So, well, initially we had, we were more of a traditional meal kit service where we would send you all the fresh ingredients as well as the dry ingredients, and we'd have a rotating menu. So every week we'd feature, you know, four different recipes for Thai food, four different recipes for Indian food, and it would be, you know, very similar subscription model to a lot of the other meal kit companies. We've actually backed away from that. We realized that a lot of our consumers really like the ability to be able to choose the same recipes again, either week over week, or, you know, see a larger choice of recipes as you would if you were going to a restaurant. So now what we do is we just focus on getting you those shelf-stable, hard-to-find spices, grains, noodles, things like that to create our recipes. And the consumer, all they have to do is buy the produce and the protein to add to our kits. With that being said, we can give them a huge variety of choice. So we can have, you know, 20 different SKUs of Indian recipes out there. You know, you could cook chicken tikka masala every week, or you could try something different whenever you feel like it. And the same goes with Thai. We have popular recipes, you know, like pad thai and butter chicken, but we also focus on regional recipes that you may not have heard of from different parts of these countries that are less popular. So chicken chetnad is another very popular recipe from India, from the southern region. We have khao soi from northern Thailand, another, you know, cuisine that's slowly people are starting to learn about more. So that's what we try to do. We try to give people something that they're familiar with, but also try to expand their view on the particular cuisine that they're interested in.
Exciting details, no doubt. Now, meal kits have been growing so fast, up to 40.7% in the last year, according to Earnest Research. Why would Global Belly make a good partner for retailers looking to evolve their offerings to customers?
Well, I think our product fits really well in the retail space, specifically because of, you know, the main problem that I was talking about earlier, which is accessibility to these hard-to-find ingredients. So, for instance, if you live, in the middle of New Hampshire, there is no Indian grocery store near you. There's no Asian grocery store near you. For you to be able to get the very simple ingredients to help you cook something as simple as a pad thai or green curry, it would be nearly impossible. But if your local grocery store or even an e-retailer like Amazon carried a product that with one click you'd be able to get all the pre-portioned spices, sauces, noodles to create that dish, one is it would reduce the space that you would need in your pantry to store all those bottles and jars, and two, it would just make the process a lot less intimidating. We're doing all the work on our end in terms of sourcing the product and testing the recipes. So that's one step that a lot of these retailers don't have to do. Our packages are neat and ready to go, and we try to make it so that all of our recipes can be made within 30 minutes.
And I certainly love the sound of this. Today we're joined by Madhuri Sharma, the co-founder and CEO of Global Belly, an online marketplace for ethnic cuisine cooking products, here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So tell us, Madhuri, what types of kit options does Global Belly currently offer?
So we offer a range. If you go to our site, you'll see Indian pantry kits as well as Thai pantry kits. And like I said, all the pre-portioned, hard-to-find ingredients. So things like turmeric powder, coriander, garam masala, dried fenugreek leaves. For the Thai, things like roasted rice powder, lemongrass powder, noodles, tamarind. All the ingredients that you may or may not be able to find locally around you. Each recipe kit serves two people. And if you go to our site, you'll be able to see recipes like chicken tikka masala, chicken chetnad, Malabar paneer. We have a great biryani kit that's very popular, kormas. And for Thai, we have everything from, green curry, masaman curry, noodle kits like pad thai and pad siu and pad kimau, as well as some more regional dishes like a plat samrat, which is a fried fish dish, as well as like a cow soy, like I mentioned. And the benefit of our kits are our vegetarian kits include alternatives to some products that may contain non-vegetarian ingredients in them. So our Thai kits that are vegetarian, instead of fish sauce, we send alternatives to that. So that's another element that, we really thought about. If you're vegetarian, sometimes it's harder to find substitutes to get the same flavor. And we made sure that we thought about that.
Now, shifting gears here a little bit, you've certainly shared a lot of details on your offerings. As far as expansion is concerned, do you have plans to expand or enter into retailers or et cetera?
Yes. So we are speaking with a number of retailers at the moment to see if we can get our product into a brick-and-mortar store. We're also talking to a number of retailers as well to expand our offering. And then in terms of product, we're going to be expanding the cuisines that we offer. As I mentioned, we started with Indian. We added Thai. And we will soon be adding multiple cuisines to this mix to make us really a truly multi-cuisine platform where you would be able to go one place to get everything you need to make, whether it's Mexican, Indian, Japanese, Vietnamese, kind of a one-stop shop for global cuisine.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Again, I love this concept. Now, in conclusion, the meal kit industry is a very competitive one. What advice or lessons learned can you share for startup brands in their first year in business?
I think the best advice that I could give is really understand the value of your product. Understand what you're doing right and what you're doing that others can easily do as well. When we decided to make the move away from a fresh meal kit to a non-perishable meal kit, it wasn't a light decision. We had been selling meal kits for nearly a year and a half. And we had a great subscription following, but we decided, you know, at the end of the day, for what we were trying to do, the core of our business fell into these non-perishable kits. And I think it's important for any entrepreneur to be have a strong idea of their vision, but also be flexible in terms of adjusting the product accordingly. If you stick too hard to something, you know, you may hit more challenges. The space it's an extremely fast growing space. Things are changing every day. You know, there's challenges with packaging and perishable shipping, and you know, we can you know, sort of, you have to kind of look ahead to see what kind of solutions are going to be coming down the pipeline for things like that. So I think it's just a matter of really understanding the different elements that go into a meal kit process, and trying to understand within that what makes you stand out, what is your value proposition.
Well, Madhuri, it certainly has been awesome to have had you with us, and certainly wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Obviously, we want to know where we can get all the details online on Global Belly, and how can listeners take advantage?
So all you have to do is go to www.globalbelly.com, and you'll be able to view all of our products there, and definitely sign up with your email for our newsletter. Since we are a young company, we're always adding on new products and services, and we'd love to hear from you if you have any questions.
Again, Madhuri, thanks for your time, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Madhuri Sharma, the co-founder and COO of Global Belly, an online marketplace for ethnic cuisine cooking products. And for further details and to shop around, visit globalbelly.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.